the Unbelievables Anniversary Show with Mike and Johnny and tons of special guests.
I'm turning them all down, Johnny. I'm turning down all
Thank
the mics
God.
Except ours. Hey! Happy anniversary!
Oh my God.
Let's clap for ourselves. The applause machine wound up and going. There we go.
Wind it up quick.
Happy 100.
Oh man.
Episodes of The Unbelievables.
You know how many people live to 100?
Not very many. Wait. Oh, I was going to guess.
Okay, guess.
Okay. Not me, so that's not one.
Okay.
So that's a negative one, right?
Yeah.
Would that be a negative
just
one?
Just keep going like that.
Okay, not you. Another negative one.
Well, I might.
I never asked what the age was of our other guests.
They might have been 100.
Those are the only people I know.
Yeah.
They
might be 100.
They might be. Well, what about if we add all of our ages together? How old are you?
Oh, 12.
Because I forget my age.
I think you're like...
Well, if you're 12, I'm about your age, so we're about 24 together.
I count in lunar years.
Oh.
Which is 30, I think it's 35 lunar cycles.
Is that because of all the time you spent living on the moon?
Yes. I'm very fond of the moon.
What fascinated me most about the moon and living on it is how did mail get there? Did they just throw it really hard in the air?
Yes.
And since there's no space in between, or there's like nothing between us and the moon, it just kept going and then hit the moon?
I mean, you're trivializing a little bit. It was a giant slingshot.
Hey, I'm not a rocket surgeon, I can't tell you.
You're not. That's very clear. The rocket surgeons they had were very, very good. They built.
They had? Like, they're gone now?
No, there's. Oh, well, they're dead. Yeah, secrecy, you know.
Oh, it's like those kings that would build a castle and then put all those secret and then
the pharaohs that would bury the people who built the pyramids inside. Yes,
I feel like that's an unnecessary step.
Well, they got put on the slingshot and slung out. Yeah.
Oh, good lord, really? So it's like they would make the calculations and then be like, "Well, I'm going with it."
They were like, "What? Great, good job, Alfred. Now come with us." And then they go into the machine like. Rah!
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
That's an incredible part of history that you don't hear about often.
You don't hear it too much.
Not a lot. When did we colonize the moon? Was that in the 70s?
Yeah, it was 70s.
Ugh, it's fucking hippies.
It's great up there. Have you been up there?
I haven't. No.
Oh, it's awesome.
I try not to even look at the moon because it scares me.
It is a scary place.
It's like the big face staring at me.
The lunar bears are...
The lunar bears?
Oh, man.
Wait, I thought that was just the baseball team.
Eight legs on one side, none on the other.
Oh, my God. So do they just hobble, or do they walk
sideways?
No, they're
pretty good. They just walk on their side, yeah.
That's impressive.
They're like weird centipedes, I guess.
Well, I mean, aren't all centipedes weird?
Well-balanced centipedes, I'll say that.
I'll have to apologize to our centipede listeners. I don't want to call you all weird.
Yeah.
But
they're not lunar bears. Lunar bears don't know how to speak.
If they're not lunar bears, get the fuck away from me. That's what I say.
That's your motto?
That's always been my motto.
I don't think you knew those existed, though.
Well... It's my new motto.
What's your new motto?
My old motto was eat more ketchup.
I do like that motto a lot.
Yeah,
maybe
but
you have two mottos.
I had to stop using that motto because I found out I'm allergic to ketchup.
Oh, that's a bit of a bummer.
Yeah, I was following it to the T. I was like, I'm going to eat more. I'm going to eat more of this ketchup. And then I almost
died.
There's
no tea in ketchup.
Oh, my God, you're right.
Well, I'm glad I pointed it out.
Not even in the middle where there should be one, you know, right before the CH.
Yeah, that's not there. It's just ketchup.
So that's just, oh, man.
Yeah, ketchup.
I can't believe it fucked with
it's
my brain
Russian.
So much.
It's Russian, so.
Oh. It's a Russian word?
It's a Russian word.
Well,
it means joy to the tomatoes.
Maybe that's why it's written all over our sub.
Yeah, ketchup. Yeah. I was like, oh, this is ketchup.
You know? Oh, boy. All right. Well, hey, listeners. I bet you guys didn't realize, but it's the one-year anniversary... Also, the 100 episodes of the Unbelievables podcast. Yeah,
that's right.
Which we record from this nuclear submarine. And it's spectacular.
It is spectacular.
This is a big ordeal.
Yeah, I mean, 100, like, if you turn 100 sideways, it looks like someone's balancing two eggs on top of each other on top of a table.
Oh, and my... Dude, you're just blowing my mind.
We just achieved that.
Dude, are we, like... transcending the universe
Dude,
right now?
One more and we'll have an egg between two tables.
Dude, I don't even want to... Like, that would just crush the egg. I don't even want to think about it, man.
I don't want to think about it either.
I don't want to think about it.
I like eggs.
Yeah, that's just scary.
It is.
All right, well, we have a smorgasbord of guests today. We've assembled some of our favorites from over the years, and spanning all sorts of
all
episodes.
All the year.
All the years. And we have two guests sitting down with us right now, and our first guest is notorious alliteration expert and our personal politics expert, Roberts.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Ray, how's it going?
Oh, I'm doing pretty great.
So happy to have you on the submarine.
What's your opinion of the moon?
Of the moon?
Yeah.
The moon, yeah.
And the colony.
Like its personality or...
His?
Whatever you want to say, man. Whatever your opinion is.
I'm just thinking it's a little dull. Like it gets a lot of attention just because it's shiny, but like it just takes that attention from its like cousin, the sun.
They're cousins.
They're cousins.
Mm-hmm. They're not like brother and sister or anything.
Yeah, I can see a small resemblance, but one's just not nearly as bright.
No.
Right. I don't know. It just kind of takes the sheen off of it as well. Like it you would think that it's bright. It's really bright in our sky.
Are they related to the sheens?
Maybe Martin.
Yeah, he's the only one I can
imagine
being.
I've seen him on the moon.
You've seen Martin Sheen on the moon.
Standing in the sheen of the moon. Yeah, it was crazy. There were so many pictures.
I don't think we've been to the moon either, though. Like,
you don't think we visited him?
Oh, I can tell you for a fact we have.
We've probably been to the moon, but not like the moon landing video. I don't think that's real.
Oh, I was in that video.
Were you?
I was behind the ship. You can't see me.
You were an extra on the moon video?
Yeah.
The moon landing.
I got stuck with the extra. I'm like, can I have a speaking role? And they're like, no, we get this guy, Neil. He's like really big head. And he just wants to...
I don't think that was his head. I think it was just his helmet.
Yeah. Well, that was still pretty big.
Was it inside the helmet real big?
Yeah.
Man, why
do you think it was such a big helmet?
I wonder why. I guess that's why the CIA killed him.
Yeah. They thought they were worried about his
big head being
in. The CIA killed Neil Armstrong and JFK?
That's what I was told.
Yeah.
But no, JFK committed suicide.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
JFK, JFK shot himself in the car.
You know, if I know one thing, it's that I know Jackie O made JFK commit suicide.
Yeah, absolutely. She did. Yeah. She was possessed by a Kremlin demon.
She texted him for all the time and told him to kill himself.
Jackie, well, I don't know about that. I just know that she was possessed by a demon.
She was texting that was him, working. Blowing his phone up.
She was blowing his phone up. Hey.
You worthless scum. From signed Jackie O. She still said the word signed Jackie O.
That's why everyone tries to put the blame on the CIA. You gotta blame someone. It's just like when people get their family murdered, they gotta blame someone.
Yeah,
it's usually the murderer. But
why do you think there's so many intelligence agencies? They keep having to come up with people to blame.
Yeah, they just keep coming up with new intelligence agencies.
Oh, we can't believe the CIA, we just did. Let's just do the FBI this time.
How intelligent can they really be then, right?
Not that intelligent.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Our other guest here at the moment getting video evidence of this encounter so he can use it next time he's interrogated is the very first guest.
That's right.
This podcast ever has.
100 years ago.
100 years to the day. It's Tyler Bucks.
Hey, guys. Hey. I'm just making sure I have a solid alibi for what I'm going to be doing later.
Oh.
Looking at you, John.
We won't be asking any follow-up questions regarding your illegal activity. Do not worry.
I have a question. What was it like 100 years ago when you were on this podcast?
I remember things were a lot different. Pokemon Go. It's big.
Well, I remember that.
Yeah.
I think I remember that. Do you remember that, Ray? Do you remember Pokemon Go?
I remember shaming my girlfriend for 45 minutes about Pokemon Go. She's straight up, yeah.
Is she into that?
Well, she played Pokemon Go once, and I made fun of her the whole time.
Oh, my God.
From the moment she started the app to the moment she closed
it. Yeah, so we walked from the Comedy House down to Insomnia Cookies in downtown Kent, so it's like a 5-minute walk, and all she did was look at her phone the whole time, and then we got there. She's like, stand still. I'm going to take a picture of you with one of these. And I was like, this is the most... we walked 6 minutes, and you didn't look away from your phone, and then she kind of cried. It was real weird.
Was it one of those hands to the side, just straight face, like, get it over with sort of situations?
I want that photo.
That's what I'm saying. I'd like to see that, Psyduck next year or something.
No, I was just no, it didn't happen.
Oh, you're just giving it a hand.
Happen.
Talk to the hand.
It was like the paparazzi,
hand.
You know?
Yeah, the paparazzi are crazy around here.
You've had to deal with that a lot. Tyler's had to deal with the paparazzi a lot.
Mm-hmm. On my way in the ocean, all over the place.
Yeah,
they have those helmets on.
Oh, the helmets for like football.
Yeah, there was a whole football team down there.
Oh my god, with cameras?
It's getting tough.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
It's getting tough when, you know, the NFL is not paying people nearly enough that they have to do side jobs as paparazzi. Yeah.
They're wearing their full gear, too, so they must have come from a game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they just got back from practice.
Were you there for that?
The game? Yeah.
How was it?
It was all right.
Who was
playing? Nothing like Lunar Ball.
Who was playing?
The Lunar Lockettes.
Okay.
And the 49ers.
Okay.
Man, I do love the 49ers. I mean, anything, yeah, any team from Earth. I'm just down with.
Wow, wow, the true colors.
Hey, that's all I'm saying is I'm loyal to my planet.
Lunarist.
Lunarist.
Don't be throwing around slurs.
You're throwing around slurs.
Don't be blaming me for anything. No, I'm just Everyone saying I prefer people from and teams
who have
from
a greater
planet.
Body density. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, I don't like people that have their bones being, you know, very brittle and falling apart.
Only 100 episodes in, you guys are ripping into each other. How are you going to make it?
I don't know.
We're breaking down divides between the two peoples.
That's actually the reason I have most of our characters here and most of our famous guests.
That's crowded in here.
Yeah, I'm trying to audition for a new guest or a new host, new co-host.
Oh, man.
He tried to get rid of him with the chicken pox, so.
I know.
Wait, what?
What?
Yeah, I spiked your food with chicken pox.
Spiked it? I don't know if you call that spiking.
Johnny, do you remember when you were eating that hamburger? That was actually chicken meat.
I remember a Lunar Burger, but I don't
Yes, that one.
Okay, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that was actually chicken meat. That's what gave you the
chicken
pox.
Oh my god. You devil.
Moving on, Ray, how have you been? It's been a little time since we last saw you. Have you been since?
I've been all right. I mean, nothing too crazy. I don't know. I mean, my girlfriend left town for a month, so I get to realize what it's like to be single but not be able to bang people. So that's kind of fun.
That sounds so nice. That just sounds so nice.
It's the best, you know? I'm in a real
good
place.
What have you been spending your time with?
The American dream.
I've been, like, hanging out with my dog and my girlfriend's cat. Like, that's who I talk to when I'm not at work.
People that may follow you on the Instagram...
At @wer_life, yeah, that place on the Instagram.
Will know that you love that dog.
That dog is my soulmate.
Wait, what kind of dog is this?
The soulmate.
He's an American Bulldog Boxer mix.
Whoa.
He's a cutie.
He's adorable.
I don't even like dogs, but he's a cutie. He's a good-looking dog.
Is that a tall dog?
No. He's like this. I honestly believe that he is probably like God.
Whoa.
Oh, you think the dog is God?
Yeah. You just jumped a step.
Or yeah. Do you know? Most people just know.
I'm like 75% sure.
Hey, that's pretty solid.
If you had any significant like political power, would you commission a statue to be built of this dog?
Oh, 100%.
Okay, good.
Well, now, I don't know if you need to be a political.
You could just
have
build it.
To build, yeah.
What's stopping you, really?
Cash flow. That's probably why. Yeah.
What are you doing here? You need a second job to support that statue.
Might want to get some. Yeah, talk to these paparazzi football players.
That's true. I can go hang out with them and take pictures of myself.
Take a couple pictures of us right now.
Oh my god, you could be so rich.
Oh, he's got his camera out. That's a huge camera.
Oh, I only do big cameras.
Oh no, that's his. Never mind.
That's his paparazzi pizza. Is that what you're gonna say?
That's what I was gonna say. That's his paparazzi pizza.
Yeah.
So the dog, the statue that you have commissioned to built of the dog, is gonna be life size. You're gonna get like a big one, like Martin Luther King.
Ooh, I'm gonna go with like one and a half size, so it's like a little bit bigger.
Gotcha.
But I want it out of like
bronze.
Not bronze. I was thinking like
gold.
Like I think if you take
golden bronze,
moon
if
rocks.
If you take like
moon rocks. Now we're talking.
Yes, and to all of those.
Yeah.
Wait, Martin Luther King had a statue made of his
a
dog?
A moon rock?
No, he's got a statue made of himself.
Yeah, he came back to life and he was like, he came back to life and he's like, I can't do it.
Oh yeah, that was very good.
That was in the extended cut of the speech. You haven't heard
to build a statue of my dog.
And then, that sounds just
and
like
my
something.
Seven wives.
I was going to say, and coincidentally, the name of his dog was just the name of his wife.
You sounded like the Doc whatever.
Yeah,
from,
Doc Brown.
Doc Brown?
You need to go 85 miles an hour.
But Doc, that's 3 miles an hour less than what we need.
That's funny.
Marty, I don't really have it all together.
Wait, shit, Bernie Sanders was in the Back to the Future movies?
Yeah, you didn't know?
Marty.
Arguably.
The deficit.
Those movies would be...
The top 1%.
1% better, I was going to say.
You went a whole other direction with that voice, Johnny.
I know, I did.
The top 1%.
Sorry. Yeah, there's so many more characters than I thought would be on this episode.
I know.
Maybe we'll have 100 characters on this 100th
episode.
Where's
the moon representation? That's what I want.
Johnny, give us at least 5 right now.
Moon celebrities?
Okay, yes.
Here's one. Hey, y'all know that one.
I know. Chester Lang.
Chester Lang, the moon president.
He was on Twin Peaks in the earlier episodes.
Yes, he was. He was an extra.
Shoe went to be moon president.
He was just a shoe.
It's the worst joke I've ever heard.
I know. It's pretty bad.
Oh, good Lord. Okay. I'm just letting you guys roll. I'm like, okay.
No, please don't.
Okay, cool.
You just got a connection we can't match. Calhoun, you're my euchre partner right now. You got to, like, step it up.
We're just looking at each other, vibe it out.
For the listener, Johnny and I are holding hands across
the table.
Not a lot of people know euchre anymore.
Euchre's the best game ever.
I don't even know how to spell it.
E-U-C-H-R-E.
I thought it was K-U-R-E.
It's like French. A-U-R-E?
K-E-R.
Oh. Are you sure?
No, I definitely think it's an R-E.
It's definitely R-E.
Yeah.
I hate euchre.
All I know is that it's forever tainted because the word Trump will never mean the same while I'm playing euchre.
I put out a tweet during the campaign where I even said, if the Trump campaign comes up with a euchre-themed ad, I will vote for him. And it never happened.
Right, because he's too much of a pussy.
Yeah, I would have been like, do you know what, Donald? I disagree with you on everything, but euchre is the shit. So
that could be like a 5-second ad. You throw down like Bernie, you throw down Cruz, you throw down Hillary, and then just a huge fucking picture of Donald Trump.
I would say that boom. They missed it. Like, they would have won by... Like, they might have actually won if they had that commercial.
Here's Donald Trump would have... Here's the thing, though. They would have been just appealing to nearly the same crowd, because what age group knows euchre?
They're stealing me. They're stealing the Bernie vote. We're all ironically playing euchre in a coffee shop, talking about politics and how nobody has an attention span anymore, so they can't keep up with a great game like euchre.
What?
And Donald Trump understands that.
Drinking coffee without sugar and milk and playing euchre in the coffee shop.
Just sounds like my life.
I want to play euchre.
Euchre's a good game.
I've never played it.
Maybe we'll play it at the break.
I'm out.
Tyler's out.
Out of patience.
Thank you, guys.
Tyler, we haven't had you on the pod in a long time. What's going on with you?
That's what we call the submarine. Call it the pod.
The pod. Well, we're in a smaller version of it right now. We had a replica built of the submarine.
They have a small room.
We had to get a lot of people, so we got a smaller submarine.
They have a small room full of water and a smaller submarine inside of that.
Yeah, that's right.
Got to make use of this huge submarine that we're on.
I think people don't understand how large the submarine is.
It's at least a couple yards.
Do you know that one big ship, the Titanic? It's not as big as that.
I don't know it. I don't know that reference. But
is that that movie with the blue people?
That's the movie with the blue people.
Mm. Oh, yeah, with the tree.
Mm. Yeah.
I haven't been doing much.
Smurfs?
Nothing?
No, I start... I don't know. I'm writing articles now for a Star Wars website.
Hell yeah.
That's awesome.
That sounds rad as fuck.
That's sick.
Please tell me more about this.
I don't know.
I mean, Johnny knows a lot about Star Wars, considering he's from the moon.
Yes.
Wow. 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 Wow.
I don't like how you just assume that he's from the moon.
No way. I am.
Well, he doesn't identify by that anymore. You have to respect his identification.
I guess.
Wait, but I definitely do identify.
Johnny, you don't have to defend yourself. We got this.
Okay. We got it.
Sorry.
We are social justice warriors, and we will fight for you.
Listen, Johnny's ashamed that he's
from
the moon.
I got this sign.
No, wait.
Carried around with me every time.
Okay.
Tell
Who
me
the
about
fuck
this.
Fuck are you?
Tell me about these articles you write. So, how did you land this gig? First of all,
it's
if
weird.
You don't want to talk about it, you don't have to. But I,
no,
I'm curious.
Just quickly, the site put out a post saying, "Does anybody want to write articles?" And my wife tagged me in it, and I talked to the person, and I said, "I love Star Wars. I would love to do it." I put it. You know, I typed it very grammatically correct, and he was like, "All right, man, you're in." and then I wrote an article in two
days. That's the easiest job interview of all time.
And he posted it, and he's like, yeah, keep going. We're doing a lot of advertising stuff, so we'll be sending you money your way soon. It's like the weirdest thing, and now I'm an admin on the page.
Okay.
Nice. Jeez.
Well, plug the page. You might as well tell the listeners.
StarWarsNews.com, StarWarsTheory.com, and then Star Wars News on Facebook.
That's
the one that I run.
That sounds like the best pyramid scheme ever.
Did you hear that?
Right?
Ron Howard?
It's a pyramid scheme you want
to
be in.
Yeah. Ron Howard.
See, I got to break that news on the site.
You're the one who broke that?
Well, I wasn't the one who broke it like for everybody in the world.
He was in the field. He was talking to Ron.
I saw that post on Star Wars News.
That was me, yeah, for that specific one.
Dang. Yeah, Ron Howard is directing the Han Solo.
I heard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're thinking of putting Han in an all green furry suit.
Good.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm down. That's right. Uh-huh. Totally down.
Did they talk about how he shoots first, or do they just ignore that?
No, they're gonna ignore that probably.
Apparently, there's
if you're talking about all the prostitutes he's came in.
Apparently, there's a casting. Like, there's a shirt for the cast that says, you know, like Han Solo, film cast or whatever, and on the back it says, "We shot first."
Oh, that's sick.
God.
But is that not awesome?
They have to bring that up. And if they do a Han Solo movie, they're going to be like, maybe I shoot, maybe I don't. And then, like, the alien moves.
Yeah.
And it's like, I shot first.
What if or he won't shoot first, and then it'll be like, the whole movie will be like, I should have shot first.
No, that's what I'm saying. The whole story.
It was self-defense.
The whole story arc is him always shooting second. And finally.
That's the story arc.
Finally, he's, like, knocked out, and Chewbacca's being run down by the villain or some shit, and then it says all of a sudden a huge hole in his chest, and he's like, shut first.
The whole movie...
Sometimes I need to shoot first.
The whole movie is a
motherfucker.
Series. Motherfucker. Whoa.
I mean, Ron Howard, dude, he's vulgar.
It's the first R-rated Star Wars.
Wait, can we recast Clint Eastwood as Han Solo right now? God. Please, God.
Get off my planet, motherfucker.
Oh. That would be good. I'd watch that.
How many Geonosians can you fit in one fucking Colosseum? All right, I feel like that's a good enough laugh that we're going to go to our first break. We'll be right back with more of the Unbelievables in just a moment. Hang on.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavscast number 50, Chris Clem.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Aussie Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cavscast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavscast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavscast, it's fantastic.
Hey, this is Mike from the Unbelievables podcast. I can't even get through our name,
and
Johnny.
And Johnny,
me. Yay, it's Johnny. How's it going?
I'm going all right.
We're just here hanging out with one of our sponsors, and let me get out the copy here. I'm gonna read it from you.
What? Let me see.
Take a look there.
Do you just want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, maybe that might be best.
Well, hey guys, my name is Richard Lickers. You can call me Dick. And you can always excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir.
Sir, what you're saying your name is.
Excuse me, sir. You can always come down to 4474 Lane.
But
Dick Lickers Pox Stickers.
Wait, Hank.
Let me take that again.
Rich. 1 second.
Dick, please.
Oh, Dick. So your name's Dick.
Yes.
Your last name's Lickers.
Well, in the old country, we were Lichers, but...
okay.
We thought to avoid criticism, we would just make it simple. Lickers.
Okay. I can accept that.
Quick question.
So, yeah.
Yes.
Why make it rhyme? I mean,
it just flows off the tongue.
Don't say that.
You get that dick liquor don't pot sticker on your tongue.
Dick. Dick. So, okay. Let's just skip the name.
Is there any other name?
I don't understand what the problem with the name is.
You could just say Richard's.
I already bought all the signs for it.
If you want to
buy me R I's C H A R's and D's and apostrophe S's.
Yeah,
go ahead.
The billboard's charged by the letter.
I forgot about that.
It's about $75 a letter.
Ooh, that's actually quite steep.
Really expensive, Dick.
You would be surprised how expensive.
Let me ask you something about these pot stickers. Are they? What kind of pot stickers are we talking here? You know, like
we are putting a whole lot of different things in pot stickers. We're putting in eggplants. Okay. We're putting in bananas. Right. We're putting in sausages.
Hmm.
We're putting in hot dogs.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, have you ever?
I'm feeling a little.
Do you know what pot stickers are?
Zucchinis. We're putting in cucumbers.
No, I think. No, that's not right.
Oh, Dick.
Yeah, I don't think you know what you're selling.
We're putting in bull penis.
Okay.
That point, that's like, see, I feel like you know what you're doing.
All right, I'm done with this, Johnny. I'm done with this.
I feel like we're going to have to cancel your sponsorship.
Yeah, we're not doing
this. Just because we just don't want.
That's fine. I completely understand.
Okay.
Oh, thank you for your time.
thank you. Okay. Sorry.
Shake your hand.
I don't really want to touch you.
All right.
Number one on my playlist.
Number one on the playlist.
I really do know it.
That's a really good
one. We'll sing it later.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Unbelievables. We're still recording. We're still going. And I want to hear about this in a moment. Thanks for hanging in. I don't know why I'm saying that. We have normal breaks on regular episodes, but this is a special one.
This is a very special one.
This is so special. We're 100 episodes in.
I can't believe it.
The crazy anniversary.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't it special?
It's insane.
I don't believe it.
Oh. Oh, it might not have happened then.
All right, cool. Well, we've got two guests. Tyler and Ray stepped out for the moment. We got two new guests, one of which is an all-star of the Unbelievables podcast.
I am quite the veteran.
And he doesn't even know when to speak.
Yeah.
He knows that he can just say whatever he wants
because
he's
thing.
In charge.
Yeah, that's his thing.
It's Jason J-Mo Moliterno.
Oh, it's great to be back.
Oh, man.
We're happy to have you back,
oh,
Jason.
Thanks.
And then, of course, you brought along a tag-along.
I did.
The Notorious.
Notorious.
Noel. Yeah. Do you want to go by one name, like Cher?
Please.
That'd
or
be
you
rad.
Could just call me J-Mo's girlfriend.
Oh. No, because then it just sounds like you're a secondary stat. No, we don't want that.
No.
That's awful. We don't want that.
You are your own person.
Truly. All right.
We both really have fought hard against this.
Oh, yeah. I'm just having some champagne on this anniversary of ours.
Sipping that gin and juice.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg's going to come on the show later.
Yeah.
How have you guys been? Well, I haven't. This is the first time I'm meeting you, Noel.
Nice
but it's very nice to meet you. So glad to have you on the podcast.
Thanks.
How have you guys been? Jason, we haven't seen you in a little bit.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Oh, that's right. He always makes fun of my voice.
What's your voice like?
That wasn't making fun of my voice. That
how
was
would
me
you
singing
describe
the
your
song,
own voice?
Jason.
Strong, masculine, and calming.
Yes, truly.
I feel like it. One is enveloped in my quiet strength.
A little unnerving?
Yeah.
I'm going to do one thing.
I enunciate quite well, I feel.
Oh, absolutely.
Say that word again.
Enunciate.
Thank you.
Ooh, I just like hearing it.
Yeah. Enunciate.
Especially from
say it again.
Enunciate.
Very good.
Now, do you use it in a sentence?
I enunciate.
Now do palatable.
Palatable.
Ooh, man, I liked it. I can
good.
See why Noel sticks around.
Do you do audiobooks?
I will.
Oh,
is that a new gig you got going for
thing?
You?
Well, I'm just waiting. You know, I should.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The microphone, turn it, rotate it. There, perfect.
There.
And then, Noel, you as well. Yeah. Rotate it slightly. Perfect. Now you guys are cooking. Now we're cooking
with gas.
Now we're cooking with Alf.
Yeah, oh. Hey, that's it.
Did I talk to you about that?
You told that joke a long time ago.
It's a joke that never worked.
I loved it.
Well, thank you.
First of all, I loved that joke. That was like a year ago I heard that. When I first started comedy, I think the second time I did comedy at the Eurogyro, you did that joke, and I loved it. And you teased me about my tie, I believe. We have a long history. We have a long road back.
He has weird ties, though.
In your defense, I have weird ties. But cooking with Alf joke, I loved. But you missed an opportunity that I wanted to tell you about.
Well, sure.
I was afraid to tell you because I didn't want to like say, hey, this joke could be better.
I always take advice.
Because I had done comedy for like 4 weeks. Here's the thing. The guy who had played Alf had died recently.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. But all the articles that they had shown of, you know, like RIP, and then they had his name, they put a fucking picture of Alf instead of the picture of him.
Oh, my God.
And I wanted you to incorporate that. I was like, that is the golden opportunity. Because you could be like, well, I was looking, and then I found out that he had died. And I saw all these articles, and they kept using a picture of Alf instead until I came across an article that actually showed a picture of the actor, and then I was like, now we're cooking with Alf. I was like, that would be a great callback, and I never mentioned it to you. But
no one listening knows what this joke is.
It's okay.
And I don't even remember the joke.
Don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone.
Well, for the listener, it was a great joke.
Okay. Oh, it was so good. I laughed and laughed.
You may have seen it, Johnny, because I invited you to a couple of those early shows when I was actually starting.
You brought
out
audience members to the Gyro?
Yeah, sure did. Tyler came. Bucks, previous guest.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I would bring them to the Gyro because I didn't know how comedy worked.
I went to the Gyro mostly for the pool, but I it's great. Too.
I did play some pool at the Gyro that from time great. To time.
As far as open mics go, it's not a bad night.
It's not a bad
like
night.
If you're going to bring audience members.
Oh, it's. Yeah, I heard that a friend of the show and guest, Marcelo Hernandez, brought a date to the Eurogyro, which is a mistake. Noelle, have you ever gone with Jason?
I have.
You've been to the Eurogyro.
It's a long drive for the
Eurogyro,
two of you.
Gyro, yeah.
How was it?
The drive was the best part.
Ooh. Roast in the Eurogyro. I hope Nick is not listening at the moment. We all know he is. Nick, we love you.
She was probably there in the pre-Nick days.
Wow, oh, with man. Alex Zayla?
Or the post-Nick pre-Nick days.
Post-Nick pre-Nick?
I don't know
like
how that...
Nick...
Kaepernick?
No, Nick hosted the Gyro.
Yeah.
And then Zayla took over.
Yeah.
That's when I started doing comedy. And then Nick brought it back.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I never heard that part of the story.
I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
So, Noel, did he bring you along to the early days of him starting comedy?
A lot.
Oh,
yeah.
I need to hear this story.
A lot.
I need to hear all these stories.
What's the best joke he ever told?
Yeah, actually, no. Fuck that. Tell us the worst joke.
I was going to say, that's only going to make me look good.
Really
I know what joke you hate.
I know
that
what
I do.
Yeah,
what joke?
I really do hate that.
Okay, well you.
Everybody hates. Do you want me to? It's weird pirate hook dick.
Oh,
I hate.
I heard
pirate.
That.
You want
joke.
Me to do?
You should do it.
You
now.
Don't. You,
now that
you
I
don't
said
have to perform
how terrible
it.
It. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Perform
definitely.
It.
The joke oh, is, I went on a job interview, and I don't think it went well. What the fuck was it? No,
I already love it.
No, the joke is, I applied for some jobs. I don't think it went well because they didn't call me back. When I wrote give them my name. No, it was I didn't write my name on the application. I wrote my nickname.
Is this man, part of it? Or?
This is the
pirate.
Setup. This is a really good setup.
Because I haven't done it in forever.
The joke is actually pretty
this is
good.
Still
the
part
joke,
of it.
Most of it.
The joke is I applied for a job. They didn't call me back. I didn't write down my full name on the application. I wrote my nickname. Weird pirate hook dick.
Oh, that's your nickname?
And then I do a longer thing where I'm like, what's tripping people up is the word weird. Because if my name was just pirate hook dick, that's pretty badass.
You think?
You know, when people are like, yo, what up, PhD? And that was...
Oh.
And it would lead into a another job interview joke.
What do you think, Calhoun?
I mean, if we're going to be honest, When it comes to jokes, I mean, nobody tops me, am I right? That's why I have you around. You're my yes man, right?
I'm your yes man. Yes, I am.
You are, right? Right?
What?
No, you're not.
Okay.
You're not, right?
What?
Anyway. too
the
many
thing
questions
is, you're not radically that different from him.
From
like,
who?
Just looking at you.
From who, me?
Calhoun's not different than himself? Is
are
that
you
what you're
a
saying?
Different guy?
What?
Who?
Huh?
Are you John C. Calhoun?
Yes. Whoa, no, I hope not.
I try not to talk about my
do you know
past.
Who John C. Calhoun is?
He was a ladies' man. Did you know that?
Was that the guy who was really bad and was not good?
What do you mean not good?
That was
not in my family.
That
right?
was John listen, Andrew listen. Jackson's vice president.
Listen, did he John? Like did he like Indians? No.
did End he, of list.
Did he want them to go far, far west? Yeah.
Okay. Where's the good?
Well, he was successful then.
Right, he was successful.
Undeniably successful.
The Calhouns had nothing.
And the Calhouns today, have
no,
everything.
And today
true.
They have a podcast.
Calhoun, you're right.
The Calhouns have everything.
Oh. Calhoun, you sound so fancy.
I mean, how else would I sound?
I don't know.
Do you not see my bow tie?
You just put it on, so I guess I do now.
Johnny.
Yes.
Johnny.
Yes.
It's on.
Yes.
It's already on.
This typical banter we have about bow ties. Very regular. Well, so tell us.
You said I sounded fancy.
I did say that. That can be attributed to me. Tell us, if you guys were in a race, mm-hmm. would you, Noelle, trip Jason?
Absolutely.
If you, okay, good. Yeah. I was just wanted to know. What if it was the Boston Marathon and he had been training for like years? But I was going to pay you $25 if you tripped him.
25 single dollars.
That's it.
To sabotage.
Years.
Sounds worth it.
I mean, $25 buys a lot of chowder.
That it does. So much chowder.
So much.
Probably three bowls.
How big are the bowls?
Pretty big. I just
want to go to Boston now.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, I didn't even realize that was related to Boston. I was like, clam chowder, okay.
Now I'm bummed that I'm not
I
in New England.
I only accept chowder-related bribes.
Do you like New England so much that you can would consider making all of it one state so the Patriots would actually make sense?
Yeah, like Maine, Connecticut.
Yeah.
It should just be the
just
same.
Just one. What would you call it? Would you call it New England, or would you make up a new name?
I would call it New New England.
That's horrible.
I would call it Newest England.
Newest England. I like Newest England. That's good. What do you think, Calhoun?
There's also the New England Revolution, the soccer team. And they play in the same stadium as the Patriots because they're terrible and poor.
Oh. Well, what do you think about the Newest England?
Just thinking about soccer, I'm bored.
Go fuck yourself, you baseball fan. All right, now that we've had that controversy, yes, I do support New England.
Newest England.
Oh, I don't like those people.
Newest England?
No, I don't
Wait,
like people.
Those people?
I don't
it's
like
not
people,
real yet.
I don't like people from Newest England. I can already imagine what they are,
oh,
and I don't like
what
them.
What are they like?
They're just... They're real uptight. They're wet and sticky at the same time. They're like children. They're like kindergarten
they're moist,
children.
Moist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very little flavor.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Doesn't really go well with couscous.
No. Or pita chips.
Or pita chips.
I have to eat pita chips with everything.
You are like a pita chip man.
I'm a pita chip fiend.
Pita chipman.
That's what they call me. So. We've determined that what kind of races you guys engage in, right?
What?
Yeah,
Jason's like, in the Boston Marathon.
You're in the
no,
Boston.
I hate running. Actually,
that's
you
why
despise
you're in it.
Running.
That's
no,
why you're
yeah,
in it. It's
I
like
do.
You're,
I
you're
do.
Like Batman.
What did running ever do to you?
Listen, I want to break the us running joke because I hate running so much that I don't want anyone to think I like running.
Hey, we have a lot of running jokes on this
oh,
show.
Shit.
Oh,
wow. Podcast over. Not going to top that one. Not going to beat that pun.
Man, that was good.
A lot of
that's
long
good.
Running
that's
jokes.
That's pretty good.
Hey, why do you think I started this show? So,
so
I can just
can
say dumb shit on
endless
you're,
puns.
And you're headlining the funny stop now. Here we go. You got it. That joke was so good. That we're kicking awesome. Off whoever's
headlining. I'll be headlining. Marv will be featuring.
Whoever is there right now, they're done.
Tons of puns.
You're the new Ant-Man for some reason. I don't know. That was a terrible joke.
No, I'm down with it. Hey, if
is
you're
Ant-Man
offering
Ant-Man a comedian?
Yeah.
I think
that's
he
why
is.
There was you a know, connection.
Well, Paul Rudd, is he not a comedian? Would you consider Paul Rudd a comedian?
Oh, that's right. He was Ant-Man?
He
I didn't
was?
Watch it.
How I do I watch it? Usually with my eyes.
I said I didn't watch it.
Oh, I thought you said, how do you watch it? Yeah, Excuse me. Yeah. I'm sorry, listener. I'm sure you understood, and I just fucked it all up.
Jason, would you ever record a movie in a movie theater and then try to put it online?
Like a different movie.
Last Thursday?
You don't have to answer that.
This is taking a long time to answer that.
We'll ask Noel something. Noel, would you record a movie inside of a movie theater?
Last Thursday?
I would not.
Good.
No. Good. We're good glad answer. To hear it.
We're glad to hear that.
See, you didn't take as long as J-Mo no. over
Which
here.
Which makes you less suspicious.
I have a question, Noel.
Yeah.
Do you like the nickname J-Mo for Jason here so much that you will only refer to him as such from here on out?
You read my mind.
Oh.
Actually.
That's actually my first gift.
Yeah.
I actually only have one gift, but I like to call it my first gift. So people think I have more than one gift. Oh. I can read minds. That's what I'm saying.
That's your gift?
Yeah, it makes the world so boring.
What's he thinking right now?
He's thinking, when can I stop being on this podcast?
I'm having a lot of fun.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Nice. We love having fun.
We love fun. It's so good.
If there's anything we have on this show, it's fun. Hey, look at that.
Look at that.
All right. Jason, you're wearing a t-shirt that I don't agree with right now. You're
wearing
a t-shirt that
blue.
Reads... You're wearing a blue shirt, which, first of all, is a crime in itself. But it reads, Chicago, the Windy City. Which, I mean, that is a fact that I can't disagree with. But I'm not happy with it.
Why?
I'm not a fan of Chicago.
I don't like the city?
I don't like wind.
The well, city you know, is great. The people within the city, not so much.
Okay, well, hold that thought for one Holding. Second. I do just want to say it's not called the Windy City because of weather. It's because of political winds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that so?
Yeah, little fun fact.
Yeah.
We have so much. You. We talk politics so often on
I
the show.
I hate politics.
I can't believe it didn't come up.
No, you don't like Chicago people?
Not at all.
I don't like their pizza.
Get the fuck out of your own apartment. Get the fuck out of your own apartment.
Get out of this nuclear submarine replica of a nuclear submarine apartment.
You're not good enough for Giordano.
What does that mean?
Do you need to see a picture of Giordano's pizza?
Yes, I need to see a picture.
He's pulling out a picture right now.
This
is an enormous picture. This is about 14 feet wide.
It's folded up.
It's in an envelope. It's like in one of those roly things like from Asia. I don't know.
He wrote for special occasions on the envelope.
Noel, did you make this? This giant picture? You painted
with
this.
With paints, yes.
Good Lord, you're a fantastic artist. Paints.
Looks like you did it with your hands. There's fingerprints all over it.
Yeah, that's the only way I paint.
Wow. That's actually really talented.
Thank
I'm
you.
Really impressed.
Thank you.
So he's still unrolling it here.
What's the best
one of our other
what
guests is trying to assist because it's so enormous.
What picture most accurately represents the pizza? This is probably a good one.
He has
well,
multiple
it's
pictures.
It's part of this mural. Oh, wow.
See,
I
that
can
looks
see it.
More like a dish.
It's so clear.
It is a deep dish pizza.
Dish pizza.
Chicago
but it doesn't look, it's like a pasta dish, not really a pizza. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you what, I may hate the people of Chicago, but boy, do I love their food.
Well, Columbus just got a Giordano's. And I need an excuse to go to Columbus now.
Would you ever need an excuse? It's a wonderful city.
Have you ever been to the zoo there?
No.
It's great.
Have you ever been to the Cincinnati Zoo, specifically on May, in the month of May, specifically with a handgun?
Yeah, I filmed a video in the movie theater.
The day before?
Oh, and you have a good solid alibi.
Oh, that's pretty good. We can't pin him on this one.
What about you, Noel? Where were you in May of 2016? Not Cincinnati Zoo?
Were you in the Cincinnati Zoo?
She's giving us a weird look. She's looking around.
She looks like she's looking around for answers.
Yeah, she looks like she's in
no.
a...
No.
Where were you?
She was no.
It was Giordano's.
We can't...
Impossible to disprove.
It's impossible to disprove. It's unfalsifiable, so...
Oh, man.
And we'll just have to accept it.
Yeah. We'll never be good FBI agents.
Well, how was the food? Was it good there?
Yeah.
At Giordano's?
Amazing, yeah.
I thought it was good pizza. So the people of Chicago, pretentious, hipstery. Can we get to the bottom of this?
There's just so many of them.
Too many.
So there's too many. In the city.
There's too many people within the city limits of Chicago.
So you just also hate New York?
Don't even get me started on New York City.
Really? Any place that has a lot of people.
Now I'm thinking of L.A. and I just get depressed.
What about Seattle?
Cleveland?
Well, Cleveland's not so
bad. That's not too
bad.
See, here's the thing with Cleveland. The people in Cleveland, sure, they're terrible. There's just so many of them. I don't like the numbers, but it smells so bad that it covers up the smell of the people. And I go, okay, it doesn't seem like as many people are here.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm inside the city. Because people smell nice, generally.
Yeah.
People always smell nice.
Always.
I've never met a person that doesn't smell good.
Really?
Never in my life.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Noelle knows what I'm talking about. Have you ever come across a person that smells terrible? Yeah. Never.
I think everyone smells terrible. I've never met a person who smelled good.
You've never been to Cleveland.
I think you're a bad bad example. Here. I was about to use you as an example, and now you're just contradicting me.
Should we go to Cleveland right now and see what's what?
Well, here's what we'll do. We'll take a break.
Okay.
We'll head on over to Cleveland.
All right. Okay.
And then when we get there, we'll see who's there. We'll talk to some people. We'll see what Noelle thinks.
If there's a lot of people, we can go. We're not going to stay.
I'm just going to be so mad if there's a lot of people.
There might be a lot of people.
I'm so mad. All right. Well, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back. And when we come back, we'll be in Cleveland, and we'll see what kind of people we encounter. All right, cool. We'll be right back in a moment. Hang on.
Everyone get ready.
Good morning, Lousy Weather Media!
Sergeant Scumbag!
Sir, yes, sir, Lieutenant Hefty!
What is your mission, Sergeant?
Sir, to let the hate flow through me, sir!
And how do you let the hate flow through you, Sergeant Scumbag?
Sir, by listening to a guest from the world of entertainment discussing disdain of a person, place, thing, or concept with El Hordano Diablo and Jeremy Shear, sir!
Disdain doesn't sound like hatred at all, Sergeant!
Sir, it is in fact a simile of hatred, sir!
Are you using fancy book words at me, Sergeant?
This is Colonel Jameson. You maggots, quit fighting about the damn thesaurus and let the hate flow through you every Monday on the Lousy Weather Media Network. Dismissed!
Sir, yes, sir!
Hey, kids, are you looking for something to do this weekend?
Weekend.
Are you bored also this weekend?
Bored.
Have you been tired of your motocross moto?
Moto!
Well, we got the perfect thing for you. Welcome to Moto Mitten.
Moto Mitten!
On the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. You can find our 1 acre long Moto Mitten course.
Moto Mitten is the most intense sport invented by disgraced Olympians.
Here to tell you more about it is disgraced Olympian snowboarder Sean White.
Hey kids, it's me, Sean White. I invented the motorcycle, and I thought, what if I mixed it with the best sport that involves tea ever, badminton? And then I put them together, there's a giant net, and you like ride around. It's awesome.
Oh my god, look at the size of this shuttlecock.
Yeah, that's the best part.
Do you carry that around with you on your motorbike?
Yeah, I have to.
Every time that you go over a ramp, do you get an orgasm?
Yes.
You hear that, kids? This weekend, get an orgasm.
On the air!
It only costs $17.45 for 4 months.
Head on down to the Minnesota Sports Complex. He's gonna come all over you.
Oh, boy, we're back. Hello. I don't think I introduced myself at the top of the show, but I'm Mike Calhoun, one of the hosts of the Unbelievables podcast. Oh, thanks. Thanks so much for the applause. I appreciate it. And originally, I would normally introduce my co-host, which would be Johnny Trowbridge. But unfortunately, he's not here. at the moment. He was here earlier. But joining me is longtime guest and first-time guest. Well, no, he was the guest on the first episode, not first-time guest now. Tyler Bucks.
Hey, guys. It's me, Tyler Bucks.
Tyler.
I'm channeling my inner Johnny.
Oh.
Hey, guys.
You got to ask me a ridiculous question then.
Hey, hey, Calhoun. How's that cheese hat you're wearing?
It's tasty. Moving on.
What kind of cheese is it? Is it from France?
I would for that. Oui. All right. Well, welcome back. Thank you for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. I am, of course, Mike Calhoun. Joining me is my co-host, Tyler Bucks.
Hello.
But we have two notorious, well, one notorious guest.
Oh, my God. It's him. He's coming in from afar. I can see him.
I can see him with these binoculars I have. Mm. One might say infamous guest.
Oh.
It's Nelson Phipps.
Oh, so great to be here. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to have an anniversary show for the Unbelievables podcast, we have to have Nelson Phipps.
Thank you for your service, Mr.
Well,
Phipps.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for your service. That's
thank
a great.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Will you sign my book?
I sure will.
Oh, yeah, okay. We'll get to the book.
This is a first issue.
What is your name, young man?
Tyler Bucks.
Okay, here you are, Tyler.
Wow. Oh, wow. This says Kyle. Never mind. Thank you.
Okay. No, it was close enough. I got the I.
I agree. He
did. I spelled it with a Y, but... Or, you know, it is a Y.
Whatever you say, Nelson.
You could just change.
I'm just enthralled that he's even here. I haven't heard a word he said this
whole time. I don't think you guys have ever been on the podcast together. You and Nelson and Tyler.
Huge fan the whole
thank you.
The whole time. Thank I stood you. In line for your first couple books.
Thanks. Wow.
Yeah.
Did that's you actually have a book signing for your first couple books, Nelson?
I did, yes.
For all right, long-time listeners will know that you are an author.
Mm-hmm.
It's not your first job, but it is a passion of yours.
Yes.
You do like to write.
Mm-hmm.
Your first book was about bridges specifically. Mm-hmm. It was 1001 Bridges of Akron.
Yeah.
Wooden bridges, draw bridges, tro bridges.
You name it. And
I mean, obviously, it was a good read if you went to the signing, Tyler.
Well, yeah, I almost know every part of it by heart.
Oh, good. Could you recite us a passage?
The bridge on Route 8, heading south towards Akron.
Oh man,
the
view. I can already envision it.
The view is spectacular. It always brings me back to those times as a boy. Catching tadpoles, releasing them.
Wow.
That's my favorite one.
That's enthralling. Yeah. I felt like I was there.
Yeah.
Wow. It's got to feel good, Nelson, having such big fans of your work.
It's good to have. The signing was fun. It was we couldn't get to a bookstore, but we did it at the Highland Square Chipotle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
We had the time. Yeah, they let us have a table in the back.
So you just showed up. And then they gave you a table. Like, did you tell them who you were, or did they already know?
They were. Well, we had emailed back and forth, but when I got there, they didn't remember that we had booked the signing. Mm-hmm. So it was actually the two person high top table.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a prestigious place in the restaurant.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I know that table. Yeah, everyone knows that table.
Yeah, right, it's absolutely. A good table.
Well, Nelson, your second book came out, and it was, let's see here. We've got, what was your second book? I'm so sorry. It's not, I have it on the shelf here. I have it on the shelf. Let me just get it down.
Ooh, so much dust.
Yeah, it's, well, I mean, that's just from the other. We have,
If I Did It.
That's
if
the
I
one.
If I Did It.
Yes.
If I Did
yes.
It. And that was pertaining a little bit more specifically to something in your recent history.
I'll be honest, I'm not as knowledgeable in that one. Not very bridge heavy. I'm a big bridge guy.
Oh, so you were just in it for the bridges?
I'm sorry, sir. I was just in it for the bridges.
Wow. Well, that's okay. I like to touch on a new genre each book.
Oh, do okay. you?
Yeah.
So that was the you.
So my latest, you know, my latest book. Each book has a is I really. jump across to a new.
Well, the first book was eerily similar to a book I read by a man named Carlos. I'm sorry for bringing him up. I know there's a bad history between the two of you, but it was very similar to a book I read about that Carlos had written.
Well, that's all water under the bridge, you might say.
Oh, like, look at that. Bringing it full circle. And, wow.
That's really addressed.
Can you sign that on my book?
I underneath sure can. Kyle? I sure can.
He's going to sign that one as well. Can. Good Lord.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank He's going to be worth so much in the future.
Wow. Can you sign this one of Carlos's book?
Yeah.
Try not to sign over Carlos's name. I'm also a big Carlos fan, actually. Oh, honestly.
I feel like that might be a little bit of a conflict of...
What, is there a problem?
Well, that was the subject of the... You know, on the last podcast, I did discuss it. I was accused of plagiarism of the Bridge book. And, you know, I don't want to rehash it. It's on the old podcast.
Yeah, yeah, it's included in the book. It's in the old show.
Yeah.
If you guys go back and listen to that episode.
But I was accused of plagiarism, and I wrote my next book, If I Did It, where I explored the notion, you know, what if I had plagiarized? And, of course, I have not.
Oh, okay.
Of course not.
But I've moved on. I have a new book. I've moved on.
I would love to hear about this new book. You've come on the show. Welcome back, of course.
Thank you.
I'm so happy to have you back. Oh, we would be remiss if we did not have you on our anniversary show. Mm-hmm. And could you tell us about your new book that you've written?
Yeah, it's called Commitment and Respect. And it's about marriage.
It's about marriage.
Yeah, it's about success in marriage. And it comes with the Commitment and Respect workbook. So you get the actual book, and then you get the workbook. So it's aimed at young couples, old couples. You know, did you just get married? Have you been married for years?
Right.
For all of you, I talk about the CNR, I call it, Commitment and Respect. It's the key to a long, healthy relationship.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So how big is this book? I do you have a copy with you?
Yeah, it's here.
Oh, my good Lord. That's enormous. Wow.
Yeah.
Can I see it?
You sure can.
Oh, my God.
Yes. It's
incredibly large.
Yes.
Oh, hey, can you sign this book for me?
I sure can.
Thank you.
I sure can, yeah.
Oh, wow. It's Kyle
it's
with an I.
It's Lion? Lyman?
Lyman, yes.
Okay, Lyman.
Lyman Bucks. That's
there
me.
You go.
Now, see, I'm recently married, actually.
Wow.
Around a year now.
And this is really applicable.
Yeah, I have no idea what I'm doing. So just lay it out for me. Like, what should I do?
Well, you know, where to begin? I would say with commitment.
Oh, I'll bet you that's how much of a theme is commitment in the book? If it's in the title, you usually assume it's
go back and forth. Like, have you ever read War and Peace? Yes.
I read War and Peace, and then I also read the sequel, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
Okay, no, I have not read that.
Okay.
Oh, man.
But
I remember
War
when you
Peace,
did that. That was the best of times.
It was a good book.
And part of the book is about war. Part of the book is about peace. So similar with this one, we talk about commitment.
Oh, I see.
And we talk about respect.
Wow.
So how can I respect my wife more when I generally don't respect anybody?
You start by respecting yourself. You take a good hard look in the mirror.
Okay.
And you try, you know, and you look right into your own irises, your pupils.
Okay. Where are those?
Those are the colored parts of your eyes.
Okay.
Blue, green,
yeah,
brown.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Have.
Thank you for asking for that.
Oh my gosh.
You look at yourself and you say, it's a new day and we're going to do this.
Wow. I feel like you shouldn't have given that away because that might be just like a key point of the book.
Well, there's so much more in the book. It's
oh, wow. If there's more? Oh, my good
pages.
Lord.
I'm looking at the book right now. That's the last line in the book, though.
Oh, he just...
Well, that's... Yeah, there's a lot more Easter eggs in the book.
Yeah, I'm sure. Like in between those two?
I like the giveaway.
That's why it's so big.
There's
so many
stuff.
Actual Easter eggs in here. Would you like some Reese's?
Oh, yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. I'm going to... Well, as I open this Reese's egg, which is delicious, by the way, thanks for bringing these along
Incredible.
In your book. To bring in perspective your new book, it seems that you brought along...
Yes.
...a guest
yes.
that we haven't had on the podcast
no.
at all.
No.
But I hope it's safe to assume that this is Shirley.
This is my wife, Shirley.
Shirley wow. Phipps.
The hello. Hello, I am Shirley.
Yes.
Hello, Shirley. Shirley.
Hello, I am very famous now on American radio, yeah.
Well, yeah, of course. Oh, okay. This podcast is extremely successful. So yeah, you will be famous after showing up on this show.
I'm gonna make a guess in the dark. Privyet, Shirley.
What?
Oh yeah, I don't think she gets your weird gibberish there, Tyler.
Okay. Never mind.
Shirley. How long have you and Nelson been together here? I've heard a little bit of your history, but when did you two first meet?
Oh, I have met Nelson on the internet. I grew up in small village in the Alps.
A small village in the Alps? Yeah. Wow. Yeah. How many people would you say lived in your village?
Two
people?
Yeah, me and my grandfather.
That's an incredibly small village.
Yeah.
What did you do there?
Who is your internet many provider
sheep,
out there?
Many sheep. Well, you have to go to the bottom of the mountain. And in the library, if you go inside, there is the apple.
It's your grandpa?
The apple. Yeah, wow.
Your grandfather runs the library.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he is the librarian.
And he's a librarian?
And you were the sheep.
Sure, yeah.
I don't think she gets where you're going with that, Tyler. Just your avenue of questioning is a little odd. Well, tell me, Nelson, your new book.
Yeah,
I feel it's safe to say that it pertains to possibly your marriage with Shirley here.
Sure, yeah.
Shirley, possibly.
Yes. Well, yes. It all the accumulated knowledge I've had of relationships my entire life.
Oh, of course.
I feel like I've made a study of women and relationships. I've always been a student
of women.
Of women, yes. Just sort of.
Would you say that you learned the most from Shirley?
Oh,
and by
yes.
Shirley, I mean. This Shirley,
yes,
not the previous two Shirleys.
That is correct.
Shirley, were you aware of all the lessons that you were teaching Nelson and just indirectly?
Yes and no. And also the direct lessons were the best ones.
Like you literally taught him things?
Oh, yeah.
Like a classroom?
With a chalkboard.
Oh, I see. Wow.
And a dry erase board.
Wow.
Which one do you prefer, the chalkboard or the dry erase board?
Chalk.
You prefer chalk, a little
we
old-fashioned?
Only have the chalkboard in Germany.
Oh, wow. They only allow chalkboards in Germany?
Yes, only chalkboard. Chalkboard and power. This is all we have.
Oh, wow.
Now, are you a big fan of bridges in Germany?
We have no bridges in Germany, only mountains.
Wow.
Oh, so if you ever want to get somewhere, you just cross the mountain.
Yeah, you walk down the mountain, you walk up the mountain, or you paratrooper in.
You paratroop in? Were you trained as a paratrooper?
Absolutely, yeah.
Surely? Wow. Is that just part of your upbringing? Did your grandfather teach you that, or did you have to go to a special school?
Self-taught
paratrooper. Wow.
Yeah.
Nelson, you are married to an incredible woman.
Yes, yes, yes.
I can see you've learned a lot from her.
Yes.
Have you also learned paragliding or parasailing?
No.
You didn't learn that?
No.
Did you? Was that out of fear?
Yes, I am deeply afraid of heights.
Oh wow.
The air.
You're afraid of the air.
I of all the elements, the four elements, I am afraid. I have a fear of three of them.
Mm. What could you name the three?
Air, water, and fire.
So you're like most comfortable with earth?
Yes.
Earth. How comfortable would you say you are with earth?
Oh, very comfortable.
Good.
I could dig for days.
Oh, could you?
Yeah.
Have you tried digging for days in the past?
Yes.
How many days did you get through?
A whole week.
A week of digging?
How far did you get down?
I almost hit the mantle.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
That is just
so a lot.
So
I got through most of the crust.
Oh. You have some incredible upper body strength.
Yes.
Went through the entire crust. Now, was this a low sea level?
A labor
level
of
area?
Love.
A labor of love. So you were proving your love?
No, I was just digging to dig.
Oh, I see.
Wow.
So you just love digging. You just
this
love
was
digging.
In my younger days. This was in the 80s.
Surely this is in the book. Excuse me, Shirley. I wasn't addressing you.
This was in one of my earlier books, yeah.
Another... Now, I don't think you've ever mentioned this book.
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite one of his. Can You Dig It? By Nelly Phipps.
I did go by Nelly back then.
You went by Nelly Phipps.
I went by Nelly. And then the rap artist Nelly came out very, very close in time.
Speaking of plagiarism, right?
Well, I don't think so.
You'll always be Nelly to me, Nelson. Mr. Phipps.
Big fan. I'm glad I had Tyler on the podcast while we're having you on the podcast as well, because he's such a big fan, and he's excited to meet you.
Incredible. I dig to this day. You know, I have a 10-foot hole in my backyard.
Wow, it's quite impressive.
Yeah. Anyway,
I bet that means a lot, doesn't it, Tyler? To have your hero tell you how impressive your hole is.
Yeah, I mean...
Do you just... what do you do in your hole? I usually just like to just sit in mine.
That's a long way down.
I build
Nelson.
A nice hole and I sit in it.
Wow, I'll have to try that. I usually just dig in it.
You just dig in the hole. You just continue to.
Oh, thank you.
You just continue to dig in the hole. Yeah. So, Nelson, you too. You just continue. You get in the hole and then you continue to dig, or no? You like to sit.
Yeah, sometimes I play it by ear.
By ear.
Yeah.
You can hear the good dirt. That's in Can You Dig It?
Mm-hmm.
I'm really sorry, I haven't read this book.
It's out of print.
Oh, I see. Well, I mean, you also went by a different pen name, so I just wasn't even aware. I'm sad that you didn't bring it up in that previous episode.
You know, I don't usually talk about that book.
Well, I'm so sorry. Sorry.
No, that's okay. I just don't bring it up. I feel like my writing hadn't crystallized yet.
If you don't mind me asking, which Shirley were you married to at the time of this writing?
That would have been my first wife.
The first Shirley. I see. Really first. So you wrote that book while you were with Shirley One.
Yes.
Is there a different tone to the book that you can easily tell that you were married to a different woman?
I had some anger issues. And that's touched upon in the latest book when I talk about anger and how, you know, when my response to anger, I denied it and I just digged. I dug.
See, that's the problem. Every time I get angry with my wife, I go to other holes.
Yes.
Is that a problem that you find that keeps happening?
No, I always stay with the same hole.
Really?
I have my own main hole in my backyard. Wow.
See, because I feel so bad about my current hole that I try and go find and make other holes.
Okay. No, I stay with my one hole. You know, are you making a double entendre? And if you're speaking of the female vagina.
The what?
Then I also stick with my main one.
Hole.
I'm a big valuer of commitment.
It seems so. Yes. And I hope that's a big theme of the latest book.
I don't ever end a relationship with a woman until she ends it with me.
Now, Shirley, I want to bring it back to you. Wow, a round of applause for that.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yes, I am the whole. Yeah.
What? Shirley, I'd like to know. Unfortunately, Nelson has had an unfortunate run in with a character, Carlos, in the past.
Yeah. Oh, Carlos.
Yeah.
What has Nelson told you about Carlos? Have you had to encounter Carlos ever?
Well, Nelly has not told me much about this relationship, but Carlos tells me every week when we go for coffee.
Oh, wow. So you do spend time with Carlos?
Of course.
Okay. Please continue.
He's a very smart and sexy man.
Oh, I see.
And he tells me that this is all a big misunderstanding.
What? Carlos says this. Wow.
Yeah.
So, I never knew there was actually a beef between you two. I'm such a big fan of both.
You read all of his books, but you didn't know there was a beef between Nelson Phipps and Carlos, the assistant mayor of Kent.
No. That's why I like them so much, because all their books were, like, really similar.
Tyler, you... Okay, moving on. Shirley, I'd like to hear... How do you and Nelson... keep the relationship exciting.
Oh, Well, he is some like baby man, and he's digging.
Okay.
And when he's digging, I like to leave him alone.
Right? Oh, I see. Right. Give him his private time.
Give him some time. So I drive to Kent, you know, go to IKEA with Carlos.
Oh, that big IKEA that's in Kent, everyone knows.
Yeah.
Yeah, it amuses me. And, you know, just what's this saying? Absence makes heart bigger. And
yeah, that's the one.
So I leave him always.
Wow.
It's good.
Is it good to have your alone time, Nelson?
Yeah.
How long has it been since you've seen her?
Oh, a year?
Yeah, it's been a while. How are you? Hi.
Yes, I've been very good. I've been in a hole for about a year.
That's a long time to be in a hole, Nelson.
Yeah. Well, I take water down there.
Wow. Well, I mean, that's an essential thing.
And food.
Oh, also essential.
And then within my hole, I build another hole that is my toilet.
You know, that's really smart.
I haven't gotten there yet.
Right.
I was going to say, if that wasn't detailed in the book, I wouldn't even know.
Keep going in the hole.
I would, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Nelson, with your affinity for holes, do you find the trench warfare of World War I fascinating? Or is that something you haven't really crossed your mind? I find it fascinating.
You know, I started to write a chapter about that book, and I couldn't quite get it to work.
Mm-hmm. It was still in the book, though. It just stopped halfway through the chapter.
Well, you got to fill up those books.
Yeah. I was paid by the word.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I'll tell you what. If I was paid by the word for publishing a book, I would fill a chapter with just, you know, random words.
Well, I wasn't paid much by the word.
Oh, you weren't?
How much?
A penny for every 1,000 words.
Wow.
It was a bad... This was the 80s.
That's pretty...
A little bit of inflation.
Pretty penny.
You know, yeah.
Wow, 1,000 words and you get a penny. Now, did they count the different copies of the book? Or was it just the one...
No, it was just my one book.
One manuscript.
And you had to hit 1,000 to get the extra penny.
Oh, wow. You couldn't even have like half of a penny if you did 1,500...
Right.
Word. Yeah. Good so Lord. I can see why this book is so big.
I did about 75,000 words, so I got 75 cents was all I was paid.
Wow.
So I was...
That's tough. That's a tough...
But it was about a dollar back today.
How do you afford all these holes?
I just use my own backyard.
Wow. See, I'm renting land for holes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's tough. That's tough.
It can get expensive, that's for sure.
All right, I'm paying at least $2,000 every week.
Oh, my good Lord.
For land, yeah.
Wow.
I have several hundred acres.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Shirley, you grew up in such a small village. Your grandfather was the librarian and the only other member of your village. Surely, he had some land. Has Nelson not been able to use that land?
Yeah. I have not told my grandfather about Nelly yet. So I'm hoping not to.
You're hoping not to tell your grandfather about Nelson?
Yes.
Why is that?
He's very old.
Nelson is?
Well, yeah, but also Grandpapa.
He probably can't learn any new things.
No, he thinks I'm in the bathroom. So...
He thinks you're in the bathroom?
Yeah. I told him I go to the bathroom.
How long ago did you tell him that?
Three, 4 years ago.
Wow.
I do German, yes. I don't know.
Oh, everyone. I don't even know what the translation is.
Have you stayed in contact with him on the Apple? Like, have you said, I'll be out in a minute, Papa?
Oh, no. But no? He is fine. He is watching Murder, She Wrote, and... you know,
the other program that's in Germany.
Yes.
The other one, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I know all about it.
Oh, of course, yeah.
It's German, so.
Don't bore me with all of it. I know all about it.
Oh, please. Yeah. A little bit of respect, Tyler, please.
I'm sorry, I'm just bored easily.
Well, okay, I'm gonna crack open a little bit of this book, and I'm going to read a passage, because I found it just so fascinating, and it's just like... What was the title again, Nelson? I could always flip to the cover, but
Commitment and Respect.
Commitment and Respect, and it's...
And it includes the Commitment and Respect workbook.
Well, it happens that I turn to a page that's just a picture, so I guess okay. I'll just describe the picture.
Oh, okay.
It's a picture of a young man sitting on a log, and he's looking out on a lake, mm-hmm. and it's a misty lake. And in the lake, it looks like there's a couple figures waving to the young man. Why would you include this image?
This was a recurring dream that I used to have.
Wow.
That I would be on this log and two people were waving at me. And those two people were Commitment and Respect.
Wow. And what was
that? That is absolutely amazing.
And what was the log? Did you ever figure out what the log was?
The log was me. Wow. I was the log.
So who was the boy?
The boy sitting on you was like a burden?
It was also me.
Let him.
Oh my good lord.
Let him talk. Jeez, the master is speaking.
I'm so sorry.
There are multiple selves. You're not just you.
Oh my good lord.
We walk around thinking I'm just one entity, but no, there are.
Everybody has their own log.
At least three.
That I know of.
Is the third represented in this image that I'm looking at?
No. I had not discovered the third sense of self at the time of the dream.
Wow. Well, that's a lot of enlightenment that you've encountered from your many...
You know, I like to stay humble, so...
That's the one thing. If anyone could say anything about you that has listened to this show in the past, it would be that you're incredibly humble. You like to stay
humble.
You're
sitting on the floor right now. Yes. We're all on high chairs.
Yeah, we had to lower the microphones for you and Shirley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. it's a new way of sitting that I discovered. Well,
could you teach us? I'd like to try.
Did you discover this?
What you do is you take away your chair.
Okay.
I'm going to do that right now. Yeah,
okay.
Someone get the boy. Have him take away our chairs.
There he goes.
There he he's
and
got
then
it.
You just sort
get
of
get out.
And boy. Then you just sort of say to yourself,
okay.
Hey, no more chairs.
I'm going to close my eyes. Should I close my eyes?
What you do if you live in a world without chairs, what would you do?
Hey, Nelly.
You
eyes
would sit
open
on the
or
floor.
Closed.
Either or. Whatever is more comfortable.
I'm going to close my eyes.
Whatever's more comfortable.
I have one open, one closed.
Okay. Good. And I'm going to think, hey, hey, no man. More chairs.
The
no
chair doesn't chairs. Exist. So what do you do? Do you sit on the floor? Or do you stand?
I guess I will sit on the floor.
That's what you do.
I'm pretending like I'm
wow. This is
I'm down here.
This
with
is
you.
Transcendent. Tyler, how are you feeling?
Well, it's taking me right back to that hole. And I feel whole again.
Wow.
We created the chair as a middleman between man and beast.
I can see why you love Earth so much.
Yes.
I can really feel the sounds of the crust.
Absolutely incredible. Wow, I feel like the listener just has got to be absolutely enlightened by this.
Sit on the ground with us, listener. I can feel the listener
I can feel
on the ground right now.
Listener, we're going to take a break. Continue sitting on the ground and just absorb this feeling of being absent of a chair. And we'll be right back.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
Hey guys, this is number 8 Ohio ranked professional featherweight fighter Drew Schottenheimer, and I'm here to tell you that when I'm not too busy training or kicking ass, I'm listening to ANA MMA.
On the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Bitches.
Yeah!
Hello and welcome to this week's commercial for I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
And I'm Tony.
Join us every week as we kick off the show with entertainment news, then we dive into Genre 5, which is a list of five of our most loved or hated genres, actors, things in movies, television, comics, or video games. I get it, not all of that is considered a genre, but get off my ass. It's hard to think of different subgenres every week, so yes, we take liberties with the name. Then fall down the rabbit hole that is Test of Tony, in which Tony, and sometimes me if I have the gumption to partake, gets to relive a movie from his past, and with his old sage-like eyes, tells me if it stands the test of time and passes the test of Tony. And to cap off this wild ride of two dickheads giving their opinions on movies, we head into Movie of the Week, where our heroes both watch the same movie and discuss it. Honestly, it's more like a book club. Either way, check us out at lousyweathermedia.com, and now enjoy the show. And as always, go burn books.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.